talking about a home, talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said a home,
talking about a home.
I'm talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm going home, back to the place where I belong, and where your love has always been enough for me. I'm not running from, I know I think you got me all wrong. I don't regret this life chose for me.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Daughtry with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And a special thanks to our show producer, Sarah Lamb, for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in beautiful downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is sponsored by Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel, and we'll be talking with remodeling contractor Trey Strock. Also, Mike Venitelli with MBM Corporation, Barnwell Grimbel, and Ashley Curtin with J. Geiger Shading Technology, John Rosa with Rhino Shield, and also Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Well, the Charleston Fall Home Show is, we're about three weekends away from that, and everybody here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine is very, very excited. Let me give you a couple of really good reasons why you're going to want to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show. First of all, we've got free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., and that's always a huge day for our home show. We get lots and lots of people who come out for free admission on Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday. Saturday and Sunday, admission is only $2 after 2 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday, $2 after 2 o'clock, and it's only $7 before 2 o'clock. Starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday, the first 200 families after 2 o'clock who pay our $2 admission price will get a free hurricane kit, and it's about a 22-item hurricane kit. It's got a flashlight and lots of other essential items. Very, very good. We kind of call it a starter kit because you're going to want to add a few things like canned goods and stuff like that. But it's got essential items that, you know, if you were really in a pinch, you would definitely want to grab this hurricane kit out of the closet and use some of the items, you know, if the power were to go out or if you were to evacuate or something like that. On Sunday, starting at 2 o'clock, we are giving away 200 free green leaf candles to the first 200 families to pay that $2 discounted admission price on Sunday, August 27th. And a special thanks to M.W. Hunter Custom Interiors and Green Leaf Candle. Green Leaf Candles are made in the upstate of South Carolina, so it's a South Carolina homegrown product, and we're very proud to be giving away 200 of those green leaf candles on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock. So you pay just $2 admission starting at 2 o'clock on Sunday, and you get a free green leaf candle. On Saturday, you pay $2 admission after 2 o'clock and be one of the first 200 families, and you get a free hurricane kit. So lots of good reasons. We've got free interior design consultations for homeowners taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you have a design dilemma, we've got a professional interior designer that you can sit with, and you can call Charleston Home and Design Magazine at 577-7652. To make an appointment for one of those free design consultations. And if you want any more information, we have lots and lots of stuff going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Visit charlestonfallhomeshow.com. That's charlestonfallhomeshow.com. I'm Tim Barclay with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home Show on the Radio. Today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. And we are very proud to have Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we are talking with Trey Strock with Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. How are you, Trey?
Tim, I'm wonderful. Always a pleasure to see you.
You too. Trey, take a moment and tell everybody about Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel.
Well, Strock Design and Remodel, we have been in the Charleston market, in the Charleston area, since the 1980s, late 1980s. We're a family-owned business, second generation. We primarily work in Charleston and North Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and the Isle of Palm, Sullivan's Island. And we specialize in remodeling, additions, and home repairs.
Gotcha.
So that's our niche.
Gotcha. So so Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel, primarily you folks are a remodeling contractor.
We are.
Gotcha. Well, tell us about some of the different projects that Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel has been involved with in 2017.
Well, some of the really interesting things that we are doing right now, we're working with some folks. One job over on James Island, where it is a family home, been in their family for three generations now. It was started out as a small fishing cottage on a creek, and over the years they added on to it here and added on to it there. But it had always kind of remained low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they wanted to do was to kind of fix it up for the next generation, and including putting an addition on it for a kitchen, putting a laundry addition on it, and kind of reworking the inside so that it worked a little better. And as we were going along, we found out that the house was in a FEMA flood zone. So in order to do what they wanted to do, we had to pick the house up, get it out of the flood zone, which we did. And even though we only needed to come up a few inches, they ended up picking it up about 9 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did, one of the benefits that no one even realized at the time was that the views expanded like tenfold.
Mm.
So their view of the river and of the creek and things that they had really never seen before because of the bushes and the trees in the way now was prime time.
Mm.
So, and the house, it's under construction right now, but it is just really a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I've been kind of wondering about that, you know, with a lot of the rules, with flood zones changing, how do you get flood insurance for a house that's in the flood zone? And, you know, so if someone's in a situation like that, they can contact Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel and have that house raised up.
Sure. Yeah. We can come and talk to the homeowners and explain to them, you know, what you can do and leave the house where it is. And then if you wanted to do more, what you would have to do a bigger project. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the nice thing is you sort of gain a basement, too, when you do that. When you raise the house up, you've got parking underneath. Or
workshop, parking, you know, boat storage.
Exactly.
All of that.
Create outdoor living space for yourself.
Yep.
Well, that sounds like a pretty big project that Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel was involved with. What other kinds of projects are you folks involved with these days?
Oh, my goodness. So many, you know, from we're doing little bump outs for bathroom additions and you know, making them larger. We see a lot of people purchasing homes that were built in the 40s and the 50s in parts of Mount Pleasant and Charleston and James Island, where the rooms were smaller back then. Mm-hmm. And now we want bigger rooms and more elbow room and space. So we might need to bump out a wall here or bump out a wall there or reconfigure something with inside the existing space to give people a bigger bathroom or a bigger closet or rework the space so that it kind of is more conducive to how people live today, mm-hmm. versus how they live back in the 40s and 50s.
Right, give it a nice update.
Sure.
Well, you know, everybody knows how busy Charleston is. There's 44 people on average moving to Charleston every day. They're buying houses like crazy. It's keeping businesses like Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel very busy. How are you kind of keeping up with that and making sure that your subs show up when they're supposed to finish the job and so forth?
Have you ever seen a movie with a pirate with his hair on fire? Sometimes it feels that way, but we have a really experienced crew who manages projects. We have folks that work with us that make sure that who is supposed to be on site is there, what materials are we going to need next week, next month, what do we have to order, you know, to kind of keep all of those gears moving, because when they stop moving, it's catastrophe, mm-hmm. and nobody wants that.
How far out is Strock working these days? If somebody, for instance, if they came to the Charleston Fall Home Show August 25th through the 27th, and they talked with you at your display, when would they be able to get their kitchen maybe redone by the holidays, for example?
Probably not this year. Maybe, you know, if it was a small remodel, of course, you've always got the design work that kind of goes in front of the actual production, and that generally takes anywhere from 4 weeks to 8 weeks, depending on the client and how much time they have to put into selections and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Then, of course, you've got the different municipalities with the permitting, which right now is taking a longer than normal, maybe up to a month. For simple permits. So, you know, August, September, October, November, it doesn't really give you a lot of time to get it ready for the mm-hmm. This year's holidays. If it was a small fluff or update, sure, you know, painting this or changing out knobs or changing out cabinet, countertops, something like that, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But to gut it and replace it, that would be a little longer.
Right. Well, and you know, that is the reality that we're facing these days. You can borrow money cheap. People are buying homes and they're fixing them up. People are staying in their homes longer and making updates and so forth. And so, you know, I guess I would venture to say that the good contractors like Strock Enterprise Design and Remodel are busy, and you know, you should definitely get on their calendar and watch out for the contractors maybe that are not busy, that maybe can do the work sooner than Strock, because they may not be the ones that you want to deal with.
We run into that way more often than I wish we did, and it's really sad to see most of the folks that we work with are simple, hardworking, honest people. And they save their money to do something that they've always dreamed, I want to do this or I want to do that. And when we see that somebody has come in and taken advantage of them and in some cases even accepted a deposit and ran with the money, it is very disheartening. And it's a scar on our whole
industry
that we the ones of us, and there are lots of us that are good, really work hard to earn a good reputation in this community.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And you can hear Trey speak at one of the seminars at the Charleston Fall Home Show, a seminar called Renovation Roadmap. And go to the CharlestonFallHomeShow.com website to get more information on that, and you know, get a roadmap together of exactly what you should do for your own renovation at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and come out and say hello to Trey Strock with Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. And how can folks in the meantime get information about Strock?
Google us, you know, it's Strock, Strock. Our website is strockenterprises.com, and you can call us at our office is 566-0250.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Trey Strock with Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel, and we're very proud to have Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Thanks so much, Trey.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel, and we're very proud to have Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Mike Venitelli with MBM Corporation. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about MBM Corporation.
Okay, thank you. The company began in Manhattan back in 1936. Mm-hmm. We relocated down to Charleston. This November will be 28 years. Mm-hmm. We're a small gem of a company tucked away in North Charleston, where we employ approximately 40 employees, uh-huh, with an average tenure of 16 years.
Okay.
We write approximately $25 million in sales annually, and we import and distribute globally document destruction shredders with 40 models to choose from. And in addition, we supply finishing equipment. And what I mean by that is, if there is something that is copied or printed, we could take that and we could cut it, we could fold it, trim it, perforate it, score it, slit it, jog it, crease it. And if there are multiple sheets, we could even make them into a booklet. Mm-hmm. So we could finish the final product. And basically what MBM does, or Michael Business Machines Corporation, all our machines come with a one-year warranty, a minimum of a one-year warranty. So we really try to sell quality equipment that are made to last and are easy to use.
Gotcha. So what in particular does MBM Corporation manufacture that people can use in their homes?
Well, the reason why we're here, actually, is to talk about our new line of portable air purifiers. Mm-hmm. And we'll have 10 units to choose from. And why there are so many is it just depends on how much square footage you want to keep clean. So, for example, if you have a 3,000-square-foot home, you might need two air purifiers that could handle up to 1,500 square feet each. So we'll have 10 units to choose from. Air purifiers in general don't sound fancy, mm-hmm, but when you stop to think about it, statistics reveal that we could spend up to 80% of our time indoors each day. And the air that we breathe indoors is three times more contaminated than the air outdoors. Mm-hmm. So we kind of look at the ideal air purifiers this way. It's like an insurance policy for your well-being. Have you ever stood by a window with the sun shining in and you see the rays come through the window mm-hmm. and you see all that dust and particles floating around?
Right, yeah.
This is something that the air purifier could clear up. In addition, obviously we live in the South, and we know what happens during February through April, all that yellow stuff flying around outside, the pollen season. We could, our machines will take care of that. And there is mold issues, you know, associated with the low country. And our air purifiers will eliminate dust particles, allergens, odors, viruses, bacteria, and mold spores. Mm-hmm. The benefits of clean air in your house or your office are, the first one is you breathe easier. 99.9% of harmful germs or allergens and particles are removed safely, easily and quietly with the ideal air purifiers. And second, it'll increase productivity. Improve air quality will improve your mental tasks like concentration and recall, and it could reduce sick days. Mm-hmm. So basically, health is in. We think about, or maybe we should think about, what we eat every day, but nobody thinks about the air that you breathe. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like an out of sight, out of mind thing. We consume 74% more air a day than we do food and water combined. So some of the areas that we thought that could benefit from these units are obviously companies with offices, hotels, doctor's offices, nurseries, nursing homes, schools, and anybody that has any kind of asthma issues or allergy issues. So, I mean, the list goes on, obviously, but the reasoning for partnering with Charleston Home and Design is just to kind of spread the word that around the Lowcountry that clean air is in and it's healthy.
Mm-hmm. Who needs a one of these portable air purifiers from MBM Corporation? Is it people that maybe have allergies, or what kinds of maybe telltale signs might they be experiencing now that, you know, that they don't have a portable air purifier and they might want to get one?
Well, anybody, like you said, anybody that has an allergy or asthma, these machines are clinically proven to help remove those particles that are, help create that problem. Mm-hmm. And really, anybody and everybody could benefit by an air purifier. Mm-hmm. And that's just because, like I said earlier, it's removing the harmful things that we don't see in the air. It will be removed through the air purifier, through a filter system, and then put clean air back into the in the environment.
You know, the conventional wisdom used to be that that a house needed to breathe, and but today that's changed, and a lot of homes are built very, very tight. They might have spray foam insulation in the attic.
Absolutely.
And also in the crawl space, and so that house is very, very tight. And so if you get mold in your house or any, you know, I would imagine that there's lots of opportunities for bad air quality in a tight house like that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the way it used to be is that you wanted everything open, but now having everything closed up, I know we closed our crawl space up, and we have two air purifiers in our home, and it makes it, and we have two dogs as well, so mm-hmm. to remove pet dander as well. So, yeah, it really does make a difference.
Mm-hmm. How much do these portable air purifiers cost?
The least expensive one is $149, and we're going to go up to about $1,500.
Okay, and so it can be plugged in any room.
110 outlet, yes. Yes.
And how does it work? Is it vacuuming in the air, or is it attracting? How is it attracting the dust and the bad air?
Well, it's kind of neat. There's a little control panel on top of the units, and when you turn it on, normally you'll see that you'll get a pour indication because air hasn't been circulated. So and that'll take a few minutes to kind of clear that up, and then you could see on the control panel there's a little slide, I guess you could call it, where it'll indicate where the air is bad and it's or it's getting better. And for example, if your dog walks by the air purifier, you might see it spike up into the bad area, but then after a few minutes it'll have taken that air with the contaminants in it, filter it through the filtering system, and then it pushes, it blows clear air back out into the room.
Okay. Do you have to, is there a filter you need to change or wash?
Yes.
Every now and then?
Yes. When you purchase the machine, you get a 4-pack of filters, and you know, normally you're changing it once a quarter, but that really depends on how much debris, contaminant you have in the area. But normally you get a set of 4, and that'll last you a year. And you replace them.
Okay. You know, I remember a few years back, there were a bunch of lawsuits about drywall that had been manufactured in China, and people were suffering from different problems because of the poor air quality, the off-gassing of that drywall. And today, you know, you've got all sorts of different building products that have been integrated into your house that might be off-gassing as well. And so the portable air purifiers from MBM Corporation, they can help with that, like if you have a new house?
Absolutely. I'll give you two, and they're personal experiences, but because we needed to find out what these things really do. And my family's experience, we had carpeting replaced in our upstairs, and you know, you have that smell of new carpet.
Mm-hmm.
We put an air purifier up in the center hallway, and within a couple of days that smell was gone.
Hmm.
And then in addition, we had our ceiling scraped, which is probably the messiest job on the planet, and all that dust and everything. I took two of our largest units, the model AP100, and they each will handle 1500 square feet, and I took two of them and put them downstairs, and within hours the dust was completely gone. In fact, one of the contractors was thinking about perhaps offering that as a service to when he does jobs like that in the future.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep.
Well, how can folks get more information about the portable air purifiers from MBM Corporation?
Well, you could call us at our toll-free number, which is 1-800-223-2508, and hit 0 for the operator, and she could direct you to the right person. Or our website is www.mbmcorp.com.
M, and that's the letter M.
Michael Business Machines.
Gotcha. MBMCorp.com. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Mike Venatelli with the MBM Corporation. Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. And we're very proud to have Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Barnwell Grimble and Ashley Curtis with J. Geiger Shading Technology. How are you folks doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, doing great. Thanks for having us.
Sure. Take a moment and tell everybody about J. Geiger Shading Technology.
All right. Well, J. Geiger originated in Charleston. We started in 2014. Our background has been in the high-end audio video world, and basically we designed a shade bracket that was unlike any other. Most shade brackets have a valance to cover up the hardware. We designed hardware that actually looks good and does not need to be covered up. Our shades are great in modern homes and really complement modern homes, but they also they really look great in the designs that are common in the low country. They're designed to pretty much disappear into the room and not they complement the architect's work.
I gotcha. So J. Geiger Shading Technology, people might be surprised to know that you folks are headquartered right here in Charleston. Is that correct?
We are. We're located on our headquarters is on East Bay Street, and then our manufacturing facility, where all of our shades are made, is in North Charleston, and we also have locations in New York, Los Angeles, Aspen, Seattle, and Miami.
And San Francisco.
And San Francisco.
As of very recently,
So all shades for those markets are manufactured here locally.
I gotcha. So, Barnwell, you mentioned that your background is audio video technology, and how did you happen to get into shading technology?
Well, we had one particular client several years ago that had a very strict rule that he did not want to, you know, he wanted to complement his architect's design as much as he could, and when it came to finding shades, there was nothing available on the market. So the owner of the company, James Geiger, went to the drawing board and developed a bracket that hides all the hardware, and even with motorized shades, it hides the wire, and just looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So once the interior designers saw it, you know, there was no turning back. They really liked it.
And so having that audio video background, you were dealing with customers who might want like automated window treatments, that kind of thing.
Right. All of our motorized shades are designed to be operated with a home control system. So you know, clients that have a system that controls their lights and their stereo and everything else, that same system works well with our shades.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jay Geiger Shading Technology, you folks told me that you work a lot with architects and interior designers. And what do they say about Jay Geiger Shading Technology?
So one thing that's really wonderful about our product is that we have a huge emphasis on design. We take a lot of time to make sure that our product is as aesthetically pleasing as possible. Just like Barnwell had, you know, previously mentioned, we don't have any of those unsightly screws or wires poking out, and it really blends seamlessly into the room space. We want to really complement the space and offer, you know, the ability to appreciate the design of the home. If your shades are the first thing that you see when you walk in a space and they're blaring in your face, then, you know, the shade company's not doing their job. Mm-hmm. And that's a main reason why architects and interior designers love us, is because we offer a solution to a problem that most homeowners don't really realize exists. We're able to display and really show off the architectural design of the home without having to obstruct the space with a valance or a box or lowering the ceiling to make the shades work in their space. You know, shades are a utility in a home. You use them to block out light, to help control temperature in the space. So having a product that fits in the home and matches the design and the feel of what the designer, the architect is going for is really important. And to that effect, we custom cut and manufacture each one of our shades for the home. We don't mass produce, you know, one size. We want to make sure that every single shade we create is absolutely perfect for the window that it's going to be sitting in.
Gotcha. So you were mentioning before we started our interview that Jay Geiger Shading Technology is not for every homeowner, and but who would be the type of homeowners that would be attracted to Jay Geiger Shading Technology?
Yeah, absolutely. So any homeowner that is really considering going with a home automation system, a home that they want or looking for motorized shades in, is definitely, you know, a customer of ours. We do a lot of work out on Kiowa Island, a lot of work on Sullivan's, and we find that people that are going for more of a modern, clean aesthetic, that they don't want, you know, big, heavy drapes or anything like that in their space, typically appreciate our product. And it's not going to be your product where, you know, you run into a hardware store and pick up a $10 shade and you plop it in your window. These are really custom made and manufactured for someone who really is caring about how their window treatments are going to look.
Gotcha. And that's amazing that you folks are local and you're manufacturing the shades right here in Charleston. What goes into the manufacture of these the Jay Geiger Shading Technology?
Well, each shade is cut specific for a particular window. All shades are cut essentially down to a 1/16 of an inch, and then we have We have a well over 100 fabric choices for clients, all the way from sheer fabrics to complete blackout, so that, which is good for bedrooms, and then we have privacy fabrics as well. But all shades, you know, like I said, are custom made here in North Charleston, and you know, specific to the homeowner.
A lot of times the window treatments are sort of an afterthought. You'll see people who've moved into a newly built house and they've got nothing on the windows. Is the J. Geiger shading technology something that can be retrofitted into an existing home, or do you need to talk to the architect while the house is being designed?
We generally do like to talk to architects, and you know, especially for new homes and remodels, we like to work with the architects and the interior designer pretty early on, so that we can pre-wire. We also do have battery operated shades, so once a house is complete, you know, if they decide they want to add shades, or if they hadn't thought about shades yet, we do have the ability to offer the exact same look and have it still be motorized. It can still be operated with a remote or a keypad. And it can be, they can be retrofitted.
Yeah, absolutely. And to that effect also, you know, you don't have to have an architect or an interior designer with you for our shades to be made available to you. That's another beautiful thing about our product, is that we have, you know, great customer service. We want our heads of sales and design for each one of our markets to be able to get in contact with these people as quickly as possible. So if you're a homeowner and maybe you just, like you said, maybe you moved into a beautiful brand new home and you don't have an interior designer, we're happy and always send out our sales and design members. So Barnwell can come over to your home, you know, go through each one of our bracket types. We offer a variety of series that speak to the architectural designs of the home, and he would go through, you know, with you what would look best, what would be your best options, you know, is there an option to run pre-wire, do we want to retrofit, and really we can act as your personal window designer, and help the customer really come to an understanding of what they want in their windows and how we can help them achieve that goal.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about J. Geiger Shading Technology?
Yeah, so anyone can hop onto our website, www.jgeigershading.com. On there, we have a contact us page where you can send an email. It actually comes to me, so I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys. And you can reach out to us via email, or all of our phone numbers are listed for every one of our locations. And we're happy to come out and pay you a visit.
And Geiger is spelled?
G-E-I-G-E-R.
G-E-I-G-E-R. J. Geiger Shading Technology. All right,
yes.
Great. Well, we have been talking with Barnwell Grimble and Ashley Curtis with J. Geiger Shading Technology. Thanks so much, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel. And we're very proud to have Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, happening August 25th through the 27th at the Gaillard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Sure. John, take a moment and tell everybody about Rhino Shield.
Yeah, Rhino Shield is a ceramic coating applied to the painted exterior areas of your house. It's 8 to 10 times thicker than paint, and it's designed to waterproof and insulate the home. It's an elastomeric coating, which means it stretches as wood stretches and expands and contracts, and it comes with a 25-year warranty against peeling, cracking, and chipping.
Okay, good deal. So if somebody... Who would be a good customer for Rhino Shield?
Anywhere you would apply exterior paint, Rhino Shield is an ideal fit. The thickness of the technology behind the ceramics prevent the coating from breaking down like traditional paints. It's a lot thicker, and it's built for high salt, humidity, climates such as, you know, Charleston and coastal environments. So,
and I'm looking at your ad in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. It says the permanent protective coating.
That's correct.
And when you say permanent, How long will the Rhino Shield paint last?
The Rhino Shield paint is warranted for 25 years, and the reason that we give a guarantee like that is because it starts with, you know, superior prep work. You know, a lot of what we do is behind the scenes, scraping, sanding, caulking, replacing rotted boards. When that stuff is done, we have a special primer that goes down before we put the Rhino Shield coating. It's actually a two-part process. This primer is a sticky coat that will create a moisture-proof seal and allow for better adhesion, allowing that Rhino Shield to bond to that primer. And when those two cure, it gives you a millage of 8 to 10 times thicker than paint.
Okay. Now, you'll have to forgive me because I, as a homeowner, have been, I feel like I've been kind of burned in the past because I've bought paint that maybe is, says it's got a 20-year warranty or something like that. And then the house looks like it needs to be repainted in 6 to 8 years or so. So I guess I'm wondering how it is that Rhino Shield is able to say that it's going to be a 25-year warranty.
If you've made it 6 to 8 years with a paint job, you should be pretty happy. A lot of the times we're seeing people painting every 2 to 5 years, depending on where they live. The coating itself is designed with about a third of the water that regular paint has. We also have about 46% elastomeric resins in our coating. Elastomeric just refers to a term that stretches beyond itself. And then instead of, you know, chalk fillers, for example, we utilize ceramics by 3M. And what that means is that what you have is a 67% solid. So the Rhino Shield is a solid, and it's applied at 100 square feet per gallon, while paint would typically be applied at 300 to 400 square feet per gallon. So it's a lot thicker. And because it's a lot thicker and it's breathable, it also will reflect radiant heat. It's almost like putting a sunscreen on your body, mm-hmm. and that's why you're not getting all burned up at the end of the day. That's kind of what the Rhino Shield, how I would describe it to you.
When it comes to the Rhino Shield paint, is this something that someone can buy and then do it themselves?
We sell it and install it. It's a turnkey operation. It has to be sprayed. I'd say about 90% of what we do is going to be sprayed on. You have to have a certain mill thickness that you're achieving. So all our contractors, our Rhino Shield certified guys, are all insured, but they've been trained through our program because if you're not putting it on at the right square foot per gallon, you're going to have some issues. It's very, very delicate installation procedure. It's so thick, it's hard to spray.
Mm-hmm. I've always heard when it comes to painting that it's the preparation that is key, and the prep time that usually takes a long, long time. The painting itself goes fairly quickly.
So when when we come out to the house, the first thing we're going to do is walk the homeowner around and inspect the house. This would be the second time they'd have done that if we came out to do the job. Myself or one of our representatives would do that on the initial meeting. But when the crew chief is on the job, they're going to walk around and look for any rotted boards, which we will handle for them, pressure wash the house, then come back the next day, and it's sanding, scraping, and caulking. You're only as good as your prep work. And the one thing that I tell our homeowners is if we mess up and you have a crack, a peel, a chip, we're going to come back and fix it. So it's that much more important for us to kind of do it right the first time. But the prep work is everything you do. We have a great product, but everything starts with prep work.
And it will, if you've got wood siding, the Rhino Shield will work with wood siding?
We'll put this Rhino Shield coating on any substrate. It works really well with wood. Really well.
What about stucco?
We do a lot of stucco homes as well. Stucco has a problem with moisture and water getting behind it. Again, the Rhino Shield coating will waterproof that stucco and at the same time let those vapors escape because the coating is very breathable.
How about like the fiber cement siding, like Hardie Plank?
We do a lot of Hardie Plank too. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that the cement board is a more durable product. It does require painting less frequently, but when that fiber gets wet, it will break down. We've pulled a rotten cement board off homes before. The coating thickness that you have on there protects that board. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing we're trying to do is protect your investment.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what about you folks at Rhino Shield consider yourself a green product? How is it a green product?
There's no toxins and VOCs in the product. So, again, we are deemed a green coating. This coating is also a low-E coating, similar to it gets the energy efficiency rating, Energy Star.
And are there just like a group of specific colors to choose from, or can you choose any color?
We can provide any color. You know, we work in a lot of strict HOA neighborhoods. We have to match the color. We can match any color. Hadn't been an issue for us. So any color that they want, you know, we always recommend lighter colors to get them a little more solar reflectivity. But yeah, any color you want, we can do. It's not a problem.
Gotcha. And what will a Rhino Shield painted house look like, say, in year 20?
You're supposed to just, as long as you maintain that house, which means we recommend a yearly pressure wash. We recommend keeping the bushes and everything off the home so a person can walk around the house. As long as you maintain the house, it's going to look like we just did it.
Not going to fade? Or you have any issues?
You can have
some
fading with certain colors, which is why I mentioned that we recommend lighter colors. If you put, you know, Charleston green, you know, it's going to fade a little bit. The Rhino Shield has a tendency to fade evenly. We haven't had a big issue with fading. We've been in this market now over 10 years. But yeah, we do a good job with that.
Well, that's great. Well, what neighborhood, tell us what parts of town that Rhino Shield has painted houses in.
We're based out of Mount Pleasant. We actually cover the state. So we have from Seabrook to Kiowa, Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, Goose Creek. I mean, we're all over the place. Monk's Corner, Columbia, Myrtle Beach, Greenville. We got them out in Clemson. We're all over the state. So there's about 60 Rhino Shield dealers throughout the country, and they all have big territories.
How do you kind of, because I'm sure Rhino Shield costs more than, say, hiring a traditional paint contractor and buying traditional paint. But do you kind of justify it with a homeowner by saying, you know, we're more expensive, but if you look at having to have your house painted two or three times within the time frame of 25 years.
So we would say, you know, if you took a 10-year time period and you painted it year one, year five, year 10, that Rhino Shield is going to pay for itself after the second paint job.
Okay.
That being said, you know, like anything, paint jobs vary. It depends on who you're hiring. You can't compare an apple to an orange. If somebody's coming in doing the same prep work, they're insured, which is very important to make sure you got the right crews out there working on your property. We have a crew chief on site at all times. We're typically going to be 2 to 2.5 times. But recently here, as Charleston's growing, we're finding sometimes we're not even 2 times the paint quote, which is we really like that.
Mm. And are there any issues that the Rhino Shield customers have experienced over the years?
I would say we've stayed away from handrails just because lots of times the nails tend to rust out and they move a little bit. So we do not apply Rhino Shield to doors, to moving parts, because of the primer that we use is a little bit sticky. But outside of that, it's designed to be a wall coating. And if you put it where it's supposed to be applied, you should have no issues. Mm.
Good deal. No callbacks then, huh?
We have callbacks now. Well, then that's what we're here to do. You know, we provide a service, and if you need something and you want a free inspection, we'll come out and take care of it. If we have to correct something, you know, we're going to do that. We're always going to keep the customer first.
Well, good. Well, how can folks get more information about Rhino Shield?
You can go on our website at rhinoshieldsc.com. You could call us at 843-884-1992. We have a Facebook page, Twitter. We're all over social media. Just Google Rhino Shield, and we're up there.
Well, very good. Well, we have been talking with John Rosa with Rhino Shield. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel, and you can see Strock Enterprises Design and Remodel at the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 25th through the 27th. At the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And now we're talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. How are you, Jonathan?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Jonathan, take a moment and tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Great. Yeah, Aiden Fabrics is a fabrics and fine furnishing store located in Mount Pleasant on Hungry Deck Boulevard. We primarily focus in fabric by the yard. We have about 1,500 bolts of fabric, both indoor and outdoor fabric. And then that spills over into the other things that we offer. We offer products and services around our fabric, which would be indoor and outdoor furniture. We have workrooms where we do services for drapery, pillows, beddings, custom-made headboards and whatnot. And in the Charleston market, we are the premier place for outdoor fabric. We focus very heavily on the outdoor fabric selection. We've got a very wide selection of over 400 bolts of outdoor fabric as well. So we kind of pride ourselves in having that as a niche for our store.
Mm-hmm.
We also offer design services and a variety of accessories.
And the outdoor fabric, we've talked about this before on the radio show, that a lot of people are using outdoor fabric on the inside of their house.
They are. It's a very common thing, becoming even more common these days because of it's a very active town with everybody, you know, with their kids and their pets, or just entertaining in your home. The acrylic fabrics like the Sunbrella and the competitor brands are becoming so versatile, and they're so livable, and they're so soft, unlike the outdoor fabric of the days gone by, where it was typically stiff or it looked great but it wasn't comfortable. Well, now you can get a fabric that feels just like a regular indoor woven fabric, but it is soft, and you would want to lay down and take a nap on it just like any regular indoor fabric. But the added benefit is the stain resistance, and so you've got a fabric on your sofa that you would never know is outdoor, but here comes a party where you're entertaining guests and someone spills a glass of wine. Well, you just dab that up, and if you have to, you can even use a bleach solution to get that out, and it will not fade the color. Mm. So the versatility of the fabric is just becoming something that is becoming a lot more common to use indoors or out.
So if you have kids or pets, you definitely want to look at maybe having some of that outdoor fabric, using that on the inside of your house.
Absolutely. People are using it for sofas or sectionals. They're even using it for banquettes or bar stools where you're around food. Or if you've got a dog that goes outside and plays but likes to get up on that sofa, or just will do it regardless whether you tell them not, it just wipes down so easily. It's two things. It's the nature of the fabric being acrylic, which won't absorb the stain like a cotton indoor normal fabric would. And then it's also made with a protective coating that will repel moisture, repel dirt, so that you can come back behind it and just wipe it down with a wet cloth or even a little bit of Dawn. But like I said earlier, even if you have to go up to a bleach solution, get that on a rag and wipe it out, and it could be a jet black fabric, and it just will not fade the color. Mm. It's incredible.
You know, this past week, we got a little taste of the cool weather that will be coming back to Charleston, hopefully pretty soon. But like in the evening, it felt great outside, and I feel like I've been hibernating inside because it's been so hot. And people will be with football season right around the corner. People are going to be repopulating their outdoor living spaces, and so this is a great time to look at sprucing things up as far as your outdoor furniture goes.
It really is. You know, it's one of those things where it's here before you know it. I got a little tease the other day, just like you said, with that little blip of the cooler weather. I can't wait, to be honest, personally. But yeah, right around this time of year, we service a lot of customers that are putting that on their radar to, like you said, outdoor entertaining with football games and even poolside or patio and screen porch furniture that just needs a refresher. We offer that service, and we can come in and recover those patio cushions, recover a porch swing, or any type of outdoor fabric that needs a refresher. And sometimes people have some things that's a fabric that's in good shape, and if it just needs a new foam insert or some inserts to bring those cushions and pillows back to life, we can do that too. Anything from, you know, a turnkey A to Z recover with new fabric and foam inserts and whatnot, to just give it a little bit of extra padding to bring some life back to it. But like you said, the weather will turn before you know it, and it'll be nice and crisp and cool. That's when I want to be outside, mm-hmm. with my friends and family. And so it's not too late to go ahead and put that on your radar and get in to start that project.
Very good. Well, besides the outdoor living area, where else can Aiden Fabrics help homeowners?
So we do a lot of work, obviously, inside the home, where we offer from everything starting from design services to, complete home makeover. A lot of times people come in, they just don't know where to start. And we can help them from a simple swatch of fabric that grows into a large project, or, we can, if they've got a designer they're working with, we can work with that as well. It really just kind of starts with one simple thing, if you've got a color in mind or a rug you're working around or an inspiration piece in your home, come in and show us what you're working with, and we can take it all from there. We like to say it all starts with fabric because that's what we do primarily, but it might start with a rug. It might start with a pillow that you inherited from your grandmother. Who knows what that inspiration piece is, but bring it in, let our design staff work with you, and we'll build it from there, and we can offer it from A to Z. So new furniture, accessories, rugs, lighting, and of course, fabric by the yard, which is what we do primarily.
Does Aiden Fabrics, do you folks have your own workroom on site?
We don't have one on site. There are local workrooms that we actually utilize, regional and local workrooms, and they all kind of have their own forte. We do a lot of drapery panels, as we mentioned earlier, outdoor cushions and pillows. We don't physically have one in our Aiden Fabric store, but all of the labor is done either in the Charleston area or in the Southeast. And so we kind of pride ourselves on that we keep it local. And we actually work on about a 4 to 6 week turnaround time too. So if someone comes in and is ready to get going, we can get that back in their hands within a little over a month.
But your staff at Aiden Fabrics, you folks will be really hands-on assisting the customer, and then when you hand off the project to the workroom, your people at Aiden Fabrics are intimately knowledgeable about the project, and they're gonna make sure that it's followed through from A to Z.
Absolutely. We work with the workroom daily to make sure that all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, from the beginning, from cutting the swatches and templating the fabric to handing it off to the seamstress to checking in to make sure that everything is going through the process every step of the way. We're in touch with the workroom and the client, and then delivering that product to the client or actually installing it in their home. We also offer installation services. So we're intimately involved every step of the way.
You know, and everybody's different. Some people don't mind, you know, buying right off the shelf, but there's others that really want that unique look, and they don't want the same kind of fabric, pillows or cushions that their neighbor might have, for example. And so it's actually not that much more to have something redone with fabric versus buying everything brand new, right?
Exactly. There's a time and place for things that we call, you know, ready-made. And we have those in our store as well, because sometimes, let's face it, people need to be coming in and they are an entertaining guest in their home in next week. And they say, oh my God, I forgot. I need to have these pillows or this duvet cover for my guest bedroom, or drapery panels even. And we have those options for them because there is a place and a time for that. But like you said, you know, you'd be surprised when you start from scratch what you can do and make by hand to make it unique to you, make it custom to where it doesn't look like your neighbor's, but it has your inspiration behind it and maybe a little bit of our help, but it's unique and it's custom to you. And I can't tell you how many stories our customers come in and tell us or show pictures of. They're just so proud of that product because their friend came in their home or they had a party or their family came in and they say, people are just asking me all about these new drapes and where I had them made and everything. And that's just, it makes them feel really good.
I'm sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Well, we'd love for them to come in and see us. We're in the Iron Gate Shopping Center, which is at 1136 Hungry Neck Boulevard, Suite F, at the corner of the Isle of Palms Connector. We're next to King Street Grill. Go to aidenfabrics.com. That's A-I-D-E-N, fabrics.com. Or call us at 843-216-0008.
And in 2018, Aiden Fabrics will have a new location, right?
We're very excited about it. We've procured a lot of land at the corner of Highway 41 and 17. So just to the right of Sherwin-Williams, we're building the brand new Aiden Fabrics location. And it won't be an additional store. It'll be the new location. So we'll be moving over right that way. So target date is summer of 2018. So if you go to the location we're at now, we're not there. Just drive another mile or two up the road and you'll find us.
Very good. Congratulations on that. And we have been talking with Jonathan Flannery with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about a wedding ring and the whole damn thing. I said, oh.
been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in next Saturday